would you pay almost twice as much for a restaurant meal as someone else might pay in another part of town for the same meal at the same brand restaurant? Twice as much? Maybe not. Well, how about if you knew that if you and others didn't pay double, say around $8 to their four-ish, that other person might not be able to afford the meal at all and the fresh food in it? That's the thinking behind Every Table in Los Angeles. The founders hope to start a chain of twinned restaurants, one in a well-off neighborhood, one in an inner-city food desert, with the same exact menus, same decor, but different price plans to bring healthier food to everyone. Sam Polk and David Foster are the co-founders of Every Table. Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And David Foster, you're there?
I'm here.
They join us from the studios of NPR West to talk about it. Sam, start with you, because we understand that this thinking jumps off a company that you founded called Grocery Ships. What is Grocery Ships, and then how does this restaurant grow out of that?
Yeah, so in 2013, I founded a nonprofit called Grocery Ships, which works at the intersection of poverty and food-related health issues like obesity and diabetes. You know, the place where Grocery Ships exists is South Los Angeles, where per capita income is $13,000 a year, and basically helps parents that are living in food deserts, places where there's very little fresh food and tons of fast food. And it helps parents get healthy through a program that includes nutrition education, healthy cooking skills, fresh produce, and emotional support groups. And we kept hearing from a lot of the parents that we were working with things like, you know, I need to get food on the go and I don't have a lot of money, so I go to McDonald's. Yeah. I'm a former hedge fund trader and David's a former private equity guy. And we basically sort of took out our pencils and started trying to figure out a concept for a business that would make healthy food that would be affordable for the families in the neighborhoods that Grocery Ships was serving.
Well, it's so fascinating that you applied your Wall Street skills. So, David, pick up with Every Table. You've got one location downtown Los Angeles, one that you've opened in South L.A. What's the difference?
Yeah, so the first location is in South L.A. It's on Hoover and 23rd Street. We offer meals for, on average, under $4. We've got a variety of items like cold salads, kale Caesar salad, a great California Cobb salad, as well as some warm items like a Puebla chicken tinga and a Jamaican jerk chicken and some kids' meals as well that actually sell for $2.95. And really the model for that store is to try and be priced affordably for the local community down there and also to be priced competitively with what else is out there. So in South LA, the prepared food options really look like fast food, so the McDonald's and Taco Bell's of the world. The second location is going to be opening up downtown, which is about a mile and a half or 2 miles from the first one, but the demographics are quite different up there. It's more of a working professional crowd. So that location is going to be offering the same meals, but for about $7.95 on average. And we think that's priced really competitively with what's in downtown. So Whole Foods and Sweet Green and Tender Greens and great healthy fast casual options like that typically cost about $10 to $12. So we think that even though it's twice the price, only a couple of miles away, it's still offering really great relative value for a product that people are excited about.
Right. So what's the relationship between the two restaurants, one charging double? I mean, it sounds like the downtown one will subsidize the one in the neighborhood that couldn't afford those prices.
Yeah, so each store is really designed to be individually profitable. So at $4 per meal in South LA, we're not making much money on each meal that's sold, but if we get enough people to come out and we're already seeing great traction, it on its own 2 feet will actually be profitable. And the location downtown will also be profitable. So together, they're really part of this company that's working to improve access.
Right.
And the higher income one or higher price one is really going to be funding the growth to open new locations in both markets.
And Sam Polk, I want you just to jump in with some of the other thinking about how you're going to make this work. You'll have one central kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, this central kitchen producing a large amount of healthy food, and we have two chefs. One was the former head chef of Le Cirque, one of the greatest restaurants in the country. The other was the head chef of a Culver City restaurant called A-Frame that was super hot and super local. And they're creating these meals like the Jamaican jerk chicken and the blackened fish that are literally mind-blowing. And then at the commissary, packaging them in grab-and-go containers. And that's the, you know, really simple simple but key economic insight, which is that, you know, a standard restaurant, you walk in, it's 2,500 square feet of space, has 10 to 15 employees, a fully built out kitchen. And for all those reasons or all those additional costs, that's why they can't sell healthy food at a low price. But for us, we open stores that are 500 to 750 square feet, and we don't need a commercial kitchen because all the food is grab and go already in containers. And because of that, we only need 2 employees in the stores. And so all those savings are then passed on to customers who have these delicious, healthy meals that you can get faster than you could when walking into a fast food place, for example.
Well, but how much a part of your marketing is going to be your concept? I mean, I would think that you're hoping that people come to, especially the higher priced one, because they know they're part of this circle of food.
I think people are going to be thrilled about it before they even understand the social mission. And when they understand the social mission, I honestly think they're going to become deeply loyal customers.
That's Sam Polk. David Foster, let me ask you, didn't you need a little bit of help doing this? I mean, has your company itself been subsidized? I know you worked closely with Tom's, the Tom's Shoemakers. They have the Social Entrepreneurship Fund. Could you do this without that kind of backing?
We definitely couldn't do this without the support of a lot of people, both friends and family and former colleagues, investors in the angel investing community, some of the great social enterprise VC firms like Blake's Social Entrepreneurship Fund over at Tom's, as well as Lair Hippo, which is a great New York-based firm. So from a capital standpoint, we've definitely been really fortunate to partner up with some groups and individuals who see the same vision that we do and want to be a part of this change. And the work that we're actually doing is not the two of us. It's 20, 30 of us.
It's a restaurant as sort of social experiment, kind of a tiny bit of nonprofit thrown in. I mean, it's not your traditional business model. I'm wondering, I spent some time in South Central after the riots with a little boy who, you know, was surveying this just apocalyptic scene. Everything in his neighborhood was destroyed. He was 10. His name was Noah. And I'll never forget, he said, he saw the Taco Bell was destroyed. And he said, Taco Bell, we can't live without our Taco Bell. And it was kind of cute and funny, but it wasn't funny. Because what he meant was, that was his idea of food. That was it. That was his source of food. How do you change that attitude when Popeyes and Taco Bell is seen as the source of food?
Yeah, this is Sam speaking. We actually think there's something of a misconception around this issue out there, which is that people in South LA have access to fast food right now largely because it's the only affordable solution. We know from our work with grocery ships and now with the really incredible sales that we've seen in the first month of Every Table that there is high demand for healthy, nutritious food within the South Central community. You know, what people think of as healthy food was actually just what people called food 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean there's long history, cultural traditions of incredible cuisines that have existed for centuries. And so what we're doing is we're bringing those back. We're going to the communities that we're trying to serve and saying, what are the meals in your culinary tradition that you love but you don't see offered for a good price in a convenient manner right now? And then we're creating those meals and selling them at a really attractive price.
And by the way, we should rush to say that, of course, there are, you know, small pockets of great little joints all over South LA where people are making meals, but not enough right now to compete with the fast food. That's Sam Polk. He and David Foster are co-founders of Every Table, with one location so far in South LA and another one that's going to be opening downtown, and they will sort of be symbiotic, as we've just heard. Sam, David, thanks, and best of luck to you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So there are others trying to come up with ways to share the cost of food. Every Table has the shared prices, the shared kitchen. Panera Bread has Panera Cares, about 5 locations where people pay what they can. And Panera's been able to generate enough money from people who pay above the menu price to cover both their operating costs and the meals of people who can't pay the full menu price. So your thoughts on sharing the costs of restaurant meals? Let us hear them at hereandnow.org.